I was thinking a lot about this today. In 4.5 years, it's been interesting to watch the progression of questions to you. When you were first here, the first couple of years, this job opened up. Hey, you're interested in coaching at Duke or at Indiana or whatever. And eventually, when the answer is the same over and over, it dwindles and dwindles and dwindles, and it disappears. Now, the sport of college basketball, which you've given so much of your life to, it's not drowning, but there's trouble brewing. It is a difficult time. What is your emotion when you observe what is happening? And are you in the school of thought that, well, this is potentially calamitous, or maybe this is something in the big picture that's going to clean up the problems that are there?
Well, I think there's two things that need to be discussed. Number one is, how do we proceed? How do we as basketball, right, proceed with paying players or not? Because there's a great argument that they should be able to be paid, especially their value to their school. Now, some guys won't be as valuable as others, and that's just something that's a 1,000-foot view that they have to figure out. How they regulate who's paying them and everything else is another question. But the bottom line is, if somebody used that relationship to get them to come to their school or to do things they shouldn't have done while they were at their school, and it was directed by a person in a coaching administrative role, whatever the case may be, that needs to be cleaned up, and that's the bottom line. And I think that the one thing that's about college basketball that I think everybody would agree with, there's a lot more good than bad. And I hope that, you know, you hope to see that, you know, people weren't steered in the wrong direction. But you also, you want this to shine the light on all the programs doing it right. And I think there's a ton of people that do that. I said this morning that, a lot of the same people that I would have loved for my son to play for, 5 years ago when I left college are still there, and their programs are still humming. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of good too. And so I don't want people to misconstrue that, but I do think that, you know, if there is an indication that that somehow they're tied in, then they need to make changes.
Could this be a cleansing thing that in the big picture, years from now, we look back at 2018 and say it was good for the game?
Yeah, and again, but I think the biggest thing is this, is like, how do they structure amateur athletics? And it's such a hard question, because it really does. You know, basketball or football or all these TV sports that are generating so much revenue, well, there's other athletes on campus too. And it needs to be something that, you know, is really well thought out. And I think that it's going to take a lot of time to really hammer at it. But I think it's clear now is the time to start to ponder change in the fact of paying students or not. But, again, if people are dealing in the wrong stuff, then that's not good for the game.